Well, good morning once again, and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our sermon is taken from the Old Testament book of the prophet Hosea. Hosea chapter 6 and verse 4. And we're going to be focusing on the part which reads, "For your faithfulness is like a morning cloud." God was calling Israel to repentance, saying, "Come, and let us return to the Lord. For he is torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight." Let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. O Ephraim, what shall I do to you? O Judah, what shall I do to you? For your faithfulness is like a morning cloud, and like the early dew it goes away. Therefore I have hewn them by the prophets, I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and your judgments are like light that goes forth. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. But they, like men, they transgressed the covenant. There they dealt treacherously with me. Today, the national call to God's elect nation of Israel, 8 centuries before Christ, shall become an individual call to each and every one of us today. I once read a sermon by J.C. Ryle. He was a great preacher of old. And in this sermon, he continually asked the question, "Do you pray?" And that question, being oft repeated, sticks with me to this day. And so after the same manner, this morning, I shall continually ask you the question which arises from our text. Is your faithfulness like a morning cloud? Is your faithfulness like a morning cloud? Have you heard the word of God, the gospel of your salvation, that Christ died for your sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures? Consider Jesus' parable of the sower in Luke chapter 8, beginning in verse 4, where we read, "And when a great multitude had gathered, and they had come to him from every city, he spoke by parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And then his disciples asked him, saying, "What does this parable mean?" And he said, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation, fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience." You know, the wayside hearers and the thorny ground hearers, they listened. They gave a hearing, but that's it. God's word went in one ear and right out the other. The rocky ground hearers were faithful for 5 minutes. They got all excited but their faith was like a morning cloud. It arose, but it went away as the early dew. Again, I ask you, is your faithfulness like a morning cloud? Later in Hosea, in chapter 11, in the 7th verse, we read, "My people are bent on backsliding from me. Though they call to the Most High, none at all exalt him." It is common in Christendom today for someone who once made a profession of faith but is not now actively serving the Lord to claim backslidden status. But were they ever really truly converted? In the Old Testament, the term is often used for an unconverted individual who claims to be one of God's covenant people, but in actuality is not. Again, I ask you, is your faithfulness like a morning cloud? Have you considered the cost of discipleship and placed Jesus above your earthly concerns and associations? Consider how Jesus challenges folks who would follow him to be the real deal. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, "Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." Pretty good so far, but then we read in verse 58 in the 9th chapter of Luke, "And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And then he said to another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God." And as we've said before, this passage is not a callous saying on the part of our Lord. What this man wanted to do was to go and bury his father. His father wasn't dead yet, but he wanted his father's gold, so he wanted to hang around for the earthly inheritance. And then he would be willing to follow the Lord, but probably not. And another also said, "Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house." But Jesus said to him, "No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Again, I ask you, is your faithfulness like a morning cloud? Christianity is life. It is not something that you add to coexist with the rest of your life. We don't have the work life, the hobby life, the home life, the family life, the Christian life, the church life. No, Christianity is life. It ought to inform and infect in a positive way every other area of your life. If it is a passing fancy, then it is not Christianity at all. There are a lot of folks who they're trying to redo the church. They're going to come up with some bigger and better ways than Jesus had 2,000 years ago. And so they're going from thing to thing and method to method and entertainment to entertainment. But please, friends, stay on the old paths where there is safety, and do not associate with those given to change. Christianity is not a fad. Neither is it a temporary pursuit or an evolving thing. Now, maybe your family or circle of friends has moved towards or away from Christ. But as for you, stand firm in your faithfulness to God and to His Christ, to the Bible and to its doctrine. Now I ask you a fifth time, is your faithfulness like a morning cloud? Has your life been a pattern of running away from those things which demand effort? Has your life been a pattern of running away from receiving objective truth? Church hoppers and shoppers for a truth more to the liking abound. Don't be one of them. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines. For it is good that the heart be established by grace. And so again I ask you, is your faithfulness like a morning cloud? When Saul was anointed the first human king of Israel, God gave him, quote, another heart. But soon, Saul rejected the word of the Lord. King Solomon loved the Lord, and he started well. He got that great temple built and made sure that the proper worship of God was reinstituted in Israel. But he ended sadly. In 1 Kings chapter 11, in verse 4, we read this in the record. That when Solomon was old, that his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. We have the New Testament example of Demas, who started well, but he forsook Paul and he walked away from the Great Commission work, having loved this present world. All of these started well. They did works for the Lord, and then they all fell off before the evening had come. Let not the same be said of you. Some start poorly and end well. Others start well and end poorly. Take heed how you start and how you finish. Is your faithfulness like a morning cloud? I pray not, God forbid, that any of us depart in these days of revival. May the mind of Christ instruct each of us this morning. For Jesus himself said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. Our God is a faithful follow-througher. It is the faithfulness of God that brought such great resolve to the Apostle Paul in his life. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead, according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying, and a lot of folks believe that this is actually some scripture that was taken from a part of an inspired ancient Christian hymn. It said in verse form, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. And Paul, in his death, writes this, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. Paul is about to make his exodus from the world. He's been wandering around in the wilderness of this world, doing the Lord's work for many, many years, but this world was not Paul's home. Neither is it yours, dear Christian. Our departure is at hand. Let us do the works of God while it is day. For the day will come where we will say with Paul, I pray, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. If one were to ask Paul, is your faithfulness like a morning cloud? He would be able to answer, absolutely not, for I have kept the faith. And finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Friends, is your faithfulness like a morning cloud? Christian, if you fear it be so, repent and get serious about the things of God. The one here says, I know not if I have ever had faithfulness at all. Well, it may be because you have not placed your faith in God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Admit yourself a sinner, believe upon his work at the cross and his resurrection, and you, friend, shall have your soul saved by God at once. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this challenge. Lord God, we pray that all of those in the hearing of this message today have faithfulness, but not faithfulness like a morning cloud, but faithfulness that continues throughout the Christian life, that not only will we start strong in the morning, but that we'll finish strong in the evening, Lord God. We just pray for your aid in that, your aid in defeating the temptations and getting through all the pitfalls of life, especially those of the spiritual variety that are placed in our paths. And Lord God, if there are any here, please, who do not have that faith right now in God through Jesus Christ, we'll pray for you and with you, dear friend. Please pray a prayer like this. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner, for I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe in faith, that I believe that faith is the evidence of things not seen, and that your Spirit has done some work in my heart today, and I'm ready to turn to your ways, Lord God, away from my own and to the ways of Jesus Christ. I trust that through his death and resurrection that my sins are paid for and that I can have a home in heaven. And on the authority of God's word, I thank you for that portion of eternal life that you have given to me. Amen. Amen, friends. Now, friend, if you prayed a prayer like that, you are a child of God, beginning right this moment, beginning at once. And if you're somebody out there and you're looking at this and you heard that question, is your faithfulness like a morning cloud, or you think you got to redouble your diligence in your spiritual walk, then please, friend, take this to heart. And you know, if godly sorrow produces repentance, then I hope you have a little bit of that godly sorrow today. I just pray that each and every one of us experience more and more of this daily revival that we've been talking about and experiencing here at Firm Foundation Christian Church in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. God bless you.